Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies, so I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 13-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Drop, keep a screaming for more. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5. Wise boy, we're drinking
wine. Well, good morning to another beautiful Sunday morning in Mobile, Alabama. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. We are here to give you our opinion on not
what to sip and what to chew.
That's it, and not be snotty about it or snobby about it.
And not just our opinion today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ralph McKenzie on. He's a professional roller derby coach from Oklahoma City.
Oh, wow.
And a good buddy of mine. He's going to come on and he's going to tell us about places for Auburn fans heading to this historic first trip to Norman.
Oh.
To play Oklahoma this Saturday. He's got restaurant suggestions, bar suggestions, and at least we'll probably hit on at least one cultural thing that, you know, in recent events that have happened last week, I would suggest you carve out time for, and that's the Murrah Building Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's is right. A phenomenal but heartbreaking memorial that the city of Oklahoma has erected for the terrorist attack in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Just a
that's right.
Breathtaking place. I've been to it with Ralph, no else. No
oh,
else.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. There were a couple of times we would separate in the museum because we didn't want the other one seeing us tearing up. I mean, it's a powerful thing.
Yeah. You know, everybody should go to all types of museums. And yep. Of course, down here, close by, we have the World War II Museum in New Orleans. And you can spend a whole day.
Haven't been to that yet.
You perhaps can spend a whole day.
If one day we had some way of getting there that didn't involve me having to drive.
And drive back.
And find a way to park and deal with all of that. Some kind of mass transit.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be a great day trip.
Does it start with an A and with a K?
American train?
Trank.
I have asked, well, I put it out there on the Friends of the Amtrak site. And maybe they will. You know, it's themed and they call it the Mardi Gras, you know, train and
Mardi Gras route, I believe.
Yeah, well, something like that.
Yeah.
But why don't they paint it and design it to have a Mardi Gras theme?
You can get a muffalata on board.
Well, I'm talking about on the outside.
Really? Yeah.
Carnival has a Mardi Gras cruise ship.
I'm in, man.
Yeah.
Muffalatas.
But, yeah, you can eat and drink on there. And I was hoping they would already have that when I was living downtown because I could walk to the train track. Mm-hmm. You know, I could walk to the depot. And then when we got back from New Orleans, I could crawl home.
Right, exactly.
And so.
Get you a penny darn cab.
Darn it. And now I got to where when I get home to my house in Theodore, I don't feel like going back downtown.
You just
sometimes.
Tell the train to stop off there at Range Line Road.
There you go. That's the thought. So,
yeah. They anyway. Call that an Uber, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, there is that, Mike.
You well, certain time, there, certain right? nights I can get a pedicab.
And, no, I mean from where you live now to the Berkeley Field.
No, it's downtown. It's downtown by the convention center.
Oh, I thought it was at Berkeley.
No. Okay. No. See, the whole purpose about being downtown is so people can walk over to Dolphin Street. And now that Jimmy Buffett Museum is going to be there at the Maritime Museum, and then they got all the exhibits of the famous baseball players and sports figures, the bronze statues. You know, they want people to walk and get around.
Haven't seen it yet.
You gotta go see it.
I know.
The station where you get on and off the train at, it does not have a cover over it.
Right. Yet.
Yeah.
And actually, they've put, you know, a temporary.
They got some tents.
Yeah,
they got some tents up.
We got just some blue tarpaulins, like after a hurricane.
Pretty much.
Now, they look like they went to a cat, and they probably used some of the parks and recreational tents.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, Academy Sports tents.
Did they smell like chili?
No.
No.
I don't know. I ain't been in that part yet.
Hey, I've been close covered.
To it. No, I mean, the tents are the ones they use for the chili cook-off and stuff
I'm
like that.
I'm amazed at why didn't this make it into the original plan in the first place to put a cover over it. It doesn't make sense.
Let's see.
Oh, money.
Rainiest city in the United States. We're not going to put a roof over it. So.
What are the chances?
What are the chances these 50, guys are just 50. Standing here waiting for the train to get wet?
But I did see that, and I did see when I drove by it yesterday, they've got, was it yesterday? They have added extra cars to it now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the Saints popular. Games.
Well,
it's popular, and on when the Saints or there's any big events going on in New Orleans, they're going to add extra cars because of the number of people going over there. Now, people said, well, it takes 4 hours to get. So what? It takes three hours from the time you leave and you find a place to park at. Yeah. This way you don't have to. Have you ever paid for parking in New Orleans? It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Or we're just cheap here in Mobile.
And I would rather sit on the train, see things I've never seen before, from an angle I've never seen before.
It goes over a huge section of the Gulf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat, drink, and see some of them swamp homes, those houses out in the swamps in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I saw that back in the 60s when I was a kid when we went out to L.A. out of New Orleans. Saw some sights with all the Cajun country I'd never seen before, and it was really neat.
Yeah. Well, you can save an hour or so by driving yourself, but then you're driving. You're not on your phone watching football games or downloading videos about how to boil eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving. You're dealing with the stress of piloting a ballistic missile.
I like when I'm in New Orleans, I like to have fun all the way up till the time I have to leave. And then it's not really good, unless you have a designated driver, to be drinking and partying and then get in a car and drive back.
Yeah.
You get tired. At least on the train,
you can keep it on.
You can either pass out or keep it going because they got a bar on the train.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to do. They got a restaurant. They got a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
and I get
have somewhere to haul your butt off once you get home.
Uber.
Have that Uber sitting there waiting on you.
Well, I mean, how do you get from the train to the Uber? There's got to be somebody going to drag your butt out of that out of the car.
Wheelchair. I'm going to need a wheelchair.
That's what conductors are for.
They conduct you from one spot to the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, interesting that they offer food.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to New Orleans, I'm not going to eat food on the train. I'm going to New Orleans to eat.
Absolutely. You want an appetizer? Something to warm you up?
Now, if it's early in the morning, I might do a breakfast.
That's what I mean.
Do a Bloody Mary with all the celery and bacon and olives and all that in it. That'll hold
cheeseburgers
you
and
you get that without alcohol, you know? That without alcohol.
No, I cannot do tomato juice without alcohol.
Don't they have like a game? They may have a game day menu.
It could be. You never know.
Well, they do burgers on it. And I watched a video. Apparently, there are young people, like in their early 20s, that are so fascinated by trains that every time a new route opens up, they get their YouTube cameras. And the first one, there was an entire cart that was full of people in their 20s that ride trains and do a YouTube show about it.
Oh, wait a minute. When I was in Paris.
France.
There was kids.
No, Tennessee.
Right out of high school,
backpack
in Europe, and they were doing it all by trains.
Yeah.
And it was cheap.
That's what backpacking in Europe is about, man. Is that,
and I would love to see the United States get a rail system like this. But I saw, too, another video. You can go from Mobile to New Orleans, and then from New Orleans get on a train that will take you all the way to Washington State, and you go all the way up the coast.
Mm.
You go out, and then you go, and it's all within 3 days.
Wow.
It's a three-day trip. Because,
it doesn't have to stop.
By the way, they don't have a game day menu on Amtrak, just letting you know.
Well, they're just getting started.
But they got to give them a chance. They get a dining car.
I mean, if they got a muffaletta and a cheeseburger,
Yeah.
And you're going to a Saints game. That's pretty much it.
Well, I would hope they would put a muffalot on there.
Well, mm-hmm. Like I said, they got a cafe.
Roy's had one. One of the bartenders at Butch's, she and her husband went over just to take the train, did the day, and came back and brought Roy one of the muffalotas, and he took it home.
251-343-0106 is the call and text in line. Hey, if you've been on a train, let's hear it. Give us a call. Give us a text. Woo-hoo. Doesn't matter.
When you get drunk, start singing all night. Drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine. Mop, mop.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald, devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay. I'm sorry, folks. We thought we had a caller. Anyway.
You meant Mississippi State against Arizona week before last. Yesterday, they smoked Alcorn State 63-0. That was 8 days ago, that's Mike. Right. The game that you're remembering as being last night was 8 days ago.
That's right. So, anyway.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
You didn't take any rides in the DeLorean with a crazy old dude, did you? And he brought you back to the wrong week?
Did you see? I saw Christopher Lloyd went and visited the old DeLorean site.
Oh,
it's in Scotland, I believe, with the factory.
Oh,
Ireland, Scotland.
And there was John DeLorean was an American,
right? But they built this. They built them over there, and he was kind of. There was a photo of him standing in like a bunch of the motor parts out in a field, like, you know, this thing's like abandoned or something, you know. That's a shame. Those are pretty cool cars, you know. They really were a pretty cool car, and stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
And I see one over there on the causeway every day when I drive by.
Yeah.
It's a little place there. It's got one out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool thing.
Dunmurry, yeah. North Ireland.
Dunmurry. Yeah.
Oh, Northern Ireland. Belfast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Ulster is the name of that region. We got some weighty issues here to discuss. Well, we had a tragedy here this week that you have not talked about nonstop until this very second. Now you can't even remember what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those who haven't seen in the news, our good friends at Hall Sausage lost their manufacturing facility to a fire this week. And want prayers and thoughts to go out to them. You know what else you can do? Go buy up all the Hall sausage you see in the stores.
Yes, yes.
And help them put money in the bank to start the rebuild.
Yes. I want to applaud the coverage that Channel 5, WKRG Channel 5, gave to the Halls, gave to the Hodges, and they were just super great. Best job I've seen in coverage a subject in a long time. WKRG Channel 5. Who does the news and weather here for us?
Partners
did an outstanding job in the coverage. The other stations locally just did not do it. They did not hardly mention it at all, and that kind of hurt me and bothered me a little bit. But I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Great job, Channel 5, and just a great job. They really did.
Yeah. So. Go out there and buy up all the Hall sausage you can. Those Red Hots are good.
Mm-hmm.
That Andouille sausage is fantastic. I saw our good friend of the show, David Hubble, was doing some experimenting with some Hall sausage, trying to replicate my old Nola mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And
I didn't put it on the foodie sites, but I did cabbage, onions, and the Hall's smoked Cajun sausage the other night.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Game day dish with that.
Huh?
What would be a good game day dish?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Week before last, I ate it up at Shotgun Barbecue, and he did this sandwich, and it had pulled pork on top. It had brisket in the middle, and it had Hall's Cajun sausage on the bottom.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, that Cajun sausage popped. It came out, the flavor. And then
it did pop out of the bun. Just
no. Well, the sausage itself has a good snap on it, too, when you bite into it. But he had spliced it in half. I made sausage sandwiches the other day, last weekend, with Hall sausage. I just sliced it in half, grilled it, and put it on a bun with some mustard, and it was delicious.
Mustard, mayonnaise, what?
You know. I did mustard. I did and some mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. What is that thing that everybody makes, the funeral sandwiches with the ham and the brown sugar and mustard, and you just bake the whole thing and then pull it apart on pull-apart rolls? Bet you take the ham out and you put the Hall's Cajun sausage in that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really good.
No.
All I can think is pinwheels for some reason.
No, it's a thing where you get a pack of dinner pack of rolls and you just slice them all in half. Then you put cheese and ham, and then you pour brown sugar and butter across the top of it and bake the whole thing. Maybe pineapple. I think maybe there's some pineapple.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I knew Mike would get all over this.
Ham and pineapple. Wow.
In a sandwich with brown sugar poured on
top. Oh, wow. I love that already. I remember those. But do keep the Hodges in your prayers. Today is even Deborah Hodges' birthday.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of got to be a bittersweet birthday for her, but we wish her a wonderful birthday regardless.
Right.
And we wish them a quick recovery with the business. I'm sure they got the wheels turning and going to be up and running soon, but a lot of people reached out to me, and people reached out to me, and I didn't even know about it at the time, but I jumped on it and found out and sent Deborah a message, and we talked a little bit the other day. But a lot of people are concerned and hope that they get back on their feet real soon.
Right. And, there's some other sausage-making facilities here. I wonder if they could be neighborly.
Mm.
Let them rent some time or
space,
something like that. There's a whole lot of places that make sausage over in Elberta, Alabama.
Mm. Just a few.
Yeah, where they have the old sausage festival.
Yeah, yeah. And that's coming up, so...
Yeah, we're a couple of weeks away from the prime fall festival season.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some beer, some Oktoberfest going on. And
seafood fests.
Yeah.
Oof, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I first moved down here in September 88. So Pensacola had two different seafood fests, one in, downtown at the park and then one on the beach. Mm-hmm. Dude, I was like, shrimping out my wazoo. That was some good eating, everybody.
Yeah.
I like a shrimp fest. Then Greek Fest, you got that coming up in October.
Yeah, Greek Fest.
God, I love Greek Fest.
You know, somebody made a post, Michael K. Sullivan, he made a post about the Nautilus, which is now Boudreaux's over there in Daphne. I used to deal with Teddy Stevens, we call him Teddy, when they had that. And I mentioned somebody about back when I got in the wine business, there was over 20 Greek-owned restaurants in Mobile.
Right.
There were. And you had some German restaurants over in Fairhope, because you got the German Fest, Sausage Festival.
In Alberta.
That was a German settlement.
Right.
Malbus was Greek settlement.
Right.
And Fairhope, Daphne, mostly Daphne, was an Italian settlement when they came from the old country over here. And we used to have a lot of Greek restaurants, great Greek restaurants. And now we don't have any. And I'll tell you why. Kids didn't want them. Kids did not want to take over them.
Yeah. They wanted to live their own lives.
They wanted to live their own lives, which they should.
Yeah.
RZA up at Food Pack, he came here to America, couldn't speak English at all, created Food Pack. Mm-hmm. It's iconic. Place on up at Spring Hill on the Shell Road to go get spices and heroes and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but his kids
don't great wine selection, but and I think, beer selection.
I think one of the kids works there, and the other. But he came to America so his kids would have a great opportunity, and they have they made their choices. He put them through school, put them through college, and then he was fussing at me one day about. No, they don't want to work here. And I said, that's what America is. You know, you brought them here. And he said, yeah, I know. And Great family. Just a wonderful, wonderful family.
There is something heartbreaking about that, though, is you break so hard as a parent to provide for them a freedom. But then there's a selfish part of you that says, I want you to do what I'm doing and show you how hard it was.
Well, look, I'll give you two examples. The Gambinos. Gambinos restaurant over in Fairhope. Josh Gambinos, his daughter, I said, are you going to school? What are you doing? And what are you going to do? She was 22 at the time. She said, I'm going to take over the restaurant. I want the restaurant.
There you go.
And that's admirable. And because most kids I've seen in the restaurant business, they don't want the restaurant. Right. And that's why they sold
it
closed.
I get it.
Yeah. And you understand. Well, you know, I look at a lot of restaurants even today, and their kids are sitting there at a table way in the booth in the back doing their homework after they get out of school, and their parents are running the restaurant. That's just what you do. Just what you do. They don't want to be in the restaurant business because they had to live in it growing up.
Well, you know, it's interesting because later on in life, you start to – your mind changes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're going, you know, I kind of appreciate what mom and dad were going through and what they – and then by that time, it's kind of like the gal with Stuckey's. You know, she came back around.
Stephanie,
You know?
Well, yeah, so, she didn't even really know it.
Right. And eventually it comes back around.
But Scott Gonzalez at Three Georges and Nut House, his daughter – She's going to be running it now.
Yep.
And that's great. I find that admirable.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Ralph McKenzie. We're going to talk about places to eat in and around Norman, Oklahoma.
Uh-oh. I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream. What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack, but I got a spicy monkey riding on my back. Don't eat pancakes, too much sugar and donuts. I will play for gumbo.
Oh, I got to tell you, Mike is very excited about our guest today because Ralph, my old friend from Hertz, has coached roller derby, and Mike is of an age where he actually loved and lived for roller derby.
I watched it back in the 60s all the time.
He was only 45.
And then I would follow the ladies here, the roller derby leagues we had here, because they're different type of women, and they're kind of nice and sweet. And
Ralph can
not really
testify to
it because
anyway. He's married to one. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, I did marry a roller derby queen. Yeah,
Lucky you.
I remember meeting her and thought she was a rock star.
She got a sister?
No, she's the one and only.
How about an aunt or a great aunt in this case?
Hey, buddy, I don't need that much help.
Well, Ralph is my resident expert on everything to do with Oklahoma football. Because of this man, I've gotten to attend a lot of cool games there. I'm sure Ralph remembers us watching Perkins take five punts back for a touchdown in one game.
Oh, man, UCLA.
Yeah, and we went up there when Alabama made their historic first trip up there at the early part of this century, and both of us did not cheer for Alabama. But
that was a hot day too.
Yeah, but Ralph always showed me a lot of great places because he grew up in this area. He lived in Norman, and the main thing was the Tex-Mex food in Oklahoma City, Norman, Moore, that area is just phenomenal. So I wanted Ralph to come on for Auburn fans because you know we travel well, they need to know where to go, Ralph. So what suggestions do you have for us, man?
Well, first of all, just certainly happy to have the Auburn fan base. I know how much you guys love your football, so a kindred spirits in that regard. We're happy to have you guys traveling here to Norman. But a couple of places that I certainly would recommend as some hometown favorites along the Tex-Mex line is Tara Mahara's. They're a local chain. Or a local restaurant, and they do a really good job of serving some Tex-Mex and fast. So pretty tasty stuff there. Do you want to go down the list or what?
However you want to. First question I need to ask, though, is Taco Bueno still there?
Yes, Taco Bueno's still here. I think the quality's probably falling a little off, but hey, when you're in the when you have a desperate need for a taco fix, they're just as good as place as any as far as fast food's concerned.
Yeah, that salsa bar was incredible.
Yeah, good stuff there.
All right, what else you got for me, man?
So Tex-Mex, this is a little Ted Escondido. We've got one of these in Norman now. They've always had a hidden spot up in the city, but it's a local restaurant here in Oklahoma City and Norman. So that's a little closer to the interstate, so that's that'll be easy access. And then, you know, we're talking about some breakfast foods. Although I'm not a breakfast food person, everyone's always raving about Neighborhood Jam. Mm. So that's another place in Norman that the locals really, really love. And, of course, if you're in the need for a burger, another Norman original is the Garage. So that's right there on East Main Street, kind of close to campus on the east side. Really, really hot local spot.
Yeah, now I remember us cruising up and down a strip there in Norman for that Alabama game. Is that still a happening area? Has it migrated somewhere else, or has it gotten bigger?
Well, are we talking maybe Campus Corner?
Yeah.
Campus Corner is still hopping, and it's hot. And I mean, anyone that walks just a little bit north of campus, right from the stadium, is gonna run into it. And they've got a lot of good stuff there. As a matter of fact, we had a chance to have a couple beers at O'Connell's before one of the games, mm-hmm. and they've since demolished that, but then relocated into Campus Corner. So we get some of that, you know, old style business Irish pub atmosphere happening now up in that area too. But then you also got a Tex-Mex with a twist, you know, for all the co-eds as Fuzzies. That's normally where my daughter and I will hit right after the game. We try to hustle up there as quick as we can. And again, another Tex-Mex. We got to have our daily dose of taco or queso or burrito.
Yeah, as I remember, Ralph can eat rice and beans three meals a day, 7 days a week for the rest of his life and never get tired of it.
You know, what else do you need?
I can eat rice. I love rice.
But, Mike, you would do red beans. And I remember
on Mondays.
Mike, Ralph made red beans and rice at home. And he brought some for a friend and I to try. And he had added taco ground beef to it and cheddar cheese and all this. We're like, this is great chili
on rice.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
It really was good. You mentioned the burgers. Now, for those who like to throw back a libation, is there a micro brew in the area, or is there probably a bunch of them in the Oklahoma City area?
Well, there's quite a few in Norman. I think the Standard is probably our biggest one that's most popular, and it really sees quite a few. I've been there a couple times this year for various events, but a lot of open seating. You know, I think it kind of fits that southern charm too. It's in a big old open space, one of our downtown industrial buildings. So, and it's got a large light outdoor patio area too. But the Standard is definitely one of my recommendations for that.
Yeah. When Ralph and I used to go, there was a great place in Norman called The Vista that had the best chili queso, and I believe it was taken by fire. Is that correct?
Well, initially they had some foundation issues, and I think eventually they did get burned out. It was a tough road for The Vista. But best place to go up there and eat and get the best view of Norman. And the nice thing about Oklahoma is that we got a lot of flat land. So sunset is really gorgeous from up there.
Yeah, Mike, Ralph used to kill me. We'd be driving around here, and I'd go, don't you love all these trees? And Ralph would go, I want to see out. When I look out, I want to see out.
That was the hardest part for me moving down here, dude. I mean, being from Kansas, hey, it's like, you got all these trees, you know, you got people to hide in these trees. Where I'm from, I see my enemy coming.
Yeah.
Shade.
And sometimes it comes in the form of storm clouds, too.
Now, we tailgated at the parking lot of the building where they do all the tornado hunting. What's the name? What is that? Is that NOAA?
Oh, we had the National Weather Center is on the South Campus now. Right. But yeah, NOAA's out of there, and quite a few of our other weather researchers.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I work just adjacent to that now. I work at the Advanced Radar Research Lab there on campus.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, there used to be a guy on the Weather Channel from school there in Oklahoma, and he was on, I was chasing, you know, doing the tornado chasing.
Yeah.
And
I
knew his fiance.
Uh-oh. Mike, do we need to go down this
actually,
path?
Actually, I know his fiance, or I don't think they ever got married, but her brother. I do know her brother.
Yeah. Ralph was with me the first time I had Texas brisket.
Okay.
And we went to the Oklahoma Texas game in Dallas, which is at the State Fair. And I got to have one of these. And he kept taking me to Tex-Mex places, and I'm like, dude, I need more of that brisket. and that's when we stopped in Longview, where John would send us the seasoning from, the bean seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
That barbecue place there in Texas. And that was a good brisket sandwich. Don't you remember that, Ralph?
I'm thinking, is it Bodacious Barbecue?
Yeah, that's the one, Bodacious Barbecue.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Ralph and I have had a lot of good times doing football. He's been to Auburn games. I've been to Oklahoma games. He's been to an Auburn road game.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that last night when I watched Ole Miss play.
Yeah, because we went to the Grove and everything, and then he and I went to a game between Oklahoma State and Southern Mississippi over in Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a lot of road games together. It's been a lot of fun, but, you know, life took him back to Oklahoma City and, you know, where his family is and everything, and I sure hope things have been going good for you, buddy. I keep up on Facebook what little I can.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I couldn't be blessed more. You know, I'm certainly lucky. I've got a total of 5 kids, so all the young ones keep me busy.
Wow.
The youngest one is 4.
Yeah, and I've never said this to you, Ralph, but you are one of the best fathers that I have ever encountered.
He seems to be very blessed.
Yeah,
very blessed, man.
Just the approach that you took with your kids and and the next time you see Seth, tell him I said, keep your left up.
Will do.
Well, buddy, we're going to let you get back to your family and your roller derby. And we can't be friends again until next week. You understand.
I understand. That's just business. It's not personal.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll try to make sure to put the word out that we'll be humbly, we'll try to make sure we're accommodating, but not too accommodating.
Exactly. We want to be friendly, but not too friendly.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it to you one last time, buddy. Boomer.
Sooner.
All right. Thanks a lot, pal. Yeah.
Where else can you... What other radio station can you get this?
Yeah. To tell you the keep the left up story. First time I visited over at Ralph's, he lived in a condo in Lake Forest. And I'm meeting his kids for the first time, and Seth is still in diapers. And Ralph is showing me something on his computer, and Seth comes up and kind of starts boxing with me. And, oh, hey, little dude, want to box? And Ralph, like a dutiful father, goes, Seth, keep your left up. But had a lot of good times together, and I knew he was the guy to call for this Oklahoma, because it's the first time Auburn's ever traveled to Oklahoma City.
Really?
And when Alabama went for the first time, I was at that game with Ralph, and we rode by where the tailgaters for the visiting team are, and his eyes got huge, and I said, what? He goes, the record for the most RVs any school has ever brought on campus is 58 by Nebraska. There were over 200 Alabama RVs out there.
Wow.
And they were just like, that's
Alabama travels well.
Right, exactly. They were very impressed by that. And so he knows what to expect when Auburn comes, too, because the folks in
– they travel well, too.
Yeah, the folks in Waco were blown away by how many Auburn fans showed up. Their stadium at Waco seats 45,000, about what Ladd Stadium is. And there were probably – 15,000 or so Auburn fans.
So the fact there are no trees.
Right.
That I guess fall is not a big thing there then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you sit out and watch the grass change colors.
Yeah, well, everything's brown all year round anyway, so what's your point?
It's a dust bowl, man. Now, up around Muskogee.
Ooh, look at
Muskogee was really lovely. They called them mountains in Oklahoma. They're hills.
Mm-hmm.
But very nice terrain. I liked Muskogee a lot. We ventured out there one time. We also went to the little town that Ralph played football at, which was in the southeast corner, I believe, not near anything. And we went into a convenience store to get something to drink. And I heard the biggest hick accent, and I turned to him and I said, I better never hear anything about our accent again.
251-340-1106 is the call and text in line. When we come back, got a very important birthday I want to mention.
All right.
They can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow?
They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Alrighty. Well, before we went on break, I mentioned earlier we mentioned about Russo's restaurant. When the
right.
When the meeting
families ruled this city. Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Xenia Russo's, the matriarch, the mama of Russo's restaurant, her 100th birthday.
Woo!
They celebrated yesterday. Wow. 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And I listened to her interview, and I remember Miss Russo when I was calling on them at the restaurant 40 years ago until 6 years, 4 years ago. Known the family for a long time. Wonderful family. Georgia, John, Miss Russo, they're just great people. And they've had a lot of people work for them over the years. And so they got a lot of people to love them. But Xenia Russo, happy birthday. She was so sharp in her interview. And, I mean, she could probably live another 100. She's so sharp. She really is. Great wit about her. Just fun. And just hard to believe, but that's great. Just and you know, to have the kids that she did. John was a big influence on me about supporting local.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me what supporting local means when I called on him. And we mentioned Deborah Hodges, her birthday already. Johnny Fisher's was yesterday.
Saw that.
Yep. He's what, president of Lulu's. All the Lulus now, over all them, I believe. Then our buddy Rudy Rudolph, his birthday is today, I believe. And then Tuesday is Lucy Greer, Chariagatis. That's hard to say.
Chariagatis.
I was listening to her say it on TV. I thought it said Chariagatis. Anyway, it's Lucy Greer's birthday on Tuesday. So these are all people we know. And wish him a very happy birthday. And
I was looking. I thought I might have had one other one, but
you may know more. But today is actually
without saying anymore.
Rose Tequila Day. I never knew there was a Rose Tequila.
Well, Michael, we must do some research. I think we owe it to the listeners, don't you?
I think we do. Market research. But today is also Cream Filled Donut Day.
Oh, I'm down for the market research on that, too.
And says, and it's also Eat a Hoagie Day. I'm not a big hoagie fan.
Well,
I don't like hoagie bread. It's too dense and too heavy.
You're childish.
No, I'm not. I like French bread. Yeah. Like Gambino or...
Yeah.
The other ones.
Now you got me curious. What's the difference between a hoagie?
Hoagie's just real thick and dense.
The crust.
Ah.
The crust on the outside.
It's crispy and then light on the inside.
I like baguette bread.
Baguette, that's fresh.
But that's crusty, not crispy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thick in the middle, and you put that butter in there, just soak it right up. Oh, yeah.
I love baguettes. And
you ever had Irish soda bread before?
I don't think so.
It is incredibly dense, almost impossible to chew. But what you do is you put it in your lamb, Guinness and lamb stew and let it start soaking up the broth. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's a lot of baking soda. That's why it's called soda bread.
Oh.
That's your leavening agent instead of yeast.
Okay.
And it is almost like Sea-Tac unless you soak it in something.
Wow.
It is really dense. But once I dropped it into that lamb and Guinness stew and it started absorbing the broth, I went, oh, I totally get this now.
So I have a question that just kind of triggers when you talk about thickness. What's the best bread for bread pudding?
French bread is what is commonly used. Honestly, donuts.
Really?
Yeah. Paula Deen has a recipe for Krispy Kreme donut pudding. So it is fire. The cake donuts do better because they will absorb all that, but
traditional bread?
Here's the thing. There is no traditional bread.
Oh, okay.
Bread pudding was invented to use up day-old bread.
I got you.
Didn't matter what kind it was. Now, naturally, you wouldn't want rye because the caraway seed would not be very good.
No, it's that egg... Bread.
Yeah, it's a custard.
Like French toast kind of thing, isn't it?
When
you soak it up.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing is the bread is day old.
Mm-hmm.
Stale bread doesn't mean it's bad. It means that it has dried mm-hmm. and it's no longer fluffy.
I got you.
Well, it absorbs liquid wonderfully, so you use that bread to make dressing and bread pudding.
One of my favorites, and I got it Wednesday night at Callahan's when I left Callahan's.
I'm guessing it's at Callahan's?
Callahan's bread pudding. You can feed four people with it.
Man.
And I took it home. I took it home, and I got to smoke tuna dip at took it home. It was delicious. But I had to go listen. I had to.
Moral imperative.
Get some Phil and Foster.
Yeah.
And Jose Santiago. Mm-hmm. Had to go listen to them and socialize a little bit with my old friends I hadn't seen in almost a year.
Yeah.
I swear.
Because you're a suburbanite now.
But bread pudding. That bread pudding, off the chart. It's one of the best in Mobile.
Yeah. But true bread pudding, traditional, like you're saying, is whatever bread you had left over from yesterday.
And then the sauce is made of rum?
Traditionally, in the new hard sauce from New Orleans is made with whiskey.
Okay.
Bourbon. Maker's Mark, to me, makes the best one. But Captain Morgan Spice Rum, which is what Wenzel's uses on theirs.
Raisins?
I'm fine with raisins. A lot of people are not, so I just tend to leave them out.
Okay. Because
mm-hmm. people complain
about them. I'm not a big raisin fan on that.
Well,
First time I ever had it. Oh, man. I was like, yeah, oh,
I enjoy it. And some people will put the raisins in the hard sauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like rum raisin.
Yeah.
Hard sauce. I used to do a fried bread pudding at Lucky.
Fried.
Where we would wrap the pan with cellophane first, the restaurant style that can go in an oven, mm-hmm. then foil, and it's steamed in the pan instead of baking. Then we would cool it and cut it into cubes, and it's very soft like this, and freeze it. And when you ordered it, we would throw it in the fryer, and basically what you'd get is like a churro texture.
Oh.
And then we did ours with just I think it was like white vanilla sauce and, mm-hmm. or caramel and sea salt.
See, I was wondering because there was a caramel taste to that, and it's kind of a brown.
A hard sauce is. It's caramel with alcohol added to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just butter, sugar, and alcohol.
That's what I was looking for. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So it is a caramel, but a hard sauce is a caramel sauce with whiskey added
I'm
to it.
I'm tempted to make some and see how it comes out.
Or, like I say, Captain Morgan Spice Rum is terrific, too.
Yeah. You were talking about brisket earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of brisket. The other day, I ate at the Fairhope Smoke Shack in downtown Fairhope. And they close at 2 o'clock. They're usually out of everything by then.
I like that.
Meat candy.
Mm.
Burn-in pork belly. That's what he had. Mm-hmm. And I got that. That stuff was crack. Remember how I talked about that ice cream at
the dessert that was at Bicycle Club?
At the bicycle shop?
Yeah.
This stuff, I could go back and eat this every day. It would be
good. You would die.
I would probably die.
Yeah.
But it would be You'd a good happy. Slow
death. Die
it would be a good slow death. Mm-hmm. Kind of like being married. You know, good slow death.
I ain't going
or just a slow death. But this would be good. Sorry, folks. I'm just kidding.
Ran into an old football buddy and remarked he'd lost weight. And he goes, yeah, divorce will do that to you. And I
said, amen.
You know what my secret is to avoiding divorce? Don't get married.
There you go. Hey, let's do a boo for Leanna. Boo, Leanna. That's for Leanna. Oh, and what else?
Provolone.
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 Not so long.